Every Sunday from 12 to 1, Dr. Siddiqui has a tafsir class. He's currently discussing Surah Ali Imran. The Zoom link is the same each week. This evening, MYG will host a special talk on drugs, intoxicants, and peer pressure. These are definitely difficult topics to discuss, but it's necessary so we can address the issues that the families face from time to time. This will be an online event in collaboration with Sahaba Initiative. If you are a resident of Garden Grove, especially local area around the masjid, then you are highly encouraged to get familiar with and actively participate in your local neighborhood watch group. We are working with Garden Grove Police Department Crime Prevention Officer. Please let Sister Sabiha know, and she will be happy to share details with you on how you can get involved and help make your neighborhood safe. All programs and login details are in the week's newsletter. Finally, please know that your mask should cover your mouth and nose. The mask should not be removed at any time. Please do not shake hands or remove your mask at any time while you are here. Let's take extra care and help each other to feel safe and comfortable. Once the prayer is over, please leave one row at a time. Be mindful of social distancing and use the back parking lot to exit. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبده وابن عبده وابن أمته ومن لا غنى به طرفة عين عن رحمته وأصلي وأسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المجزاة محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده وحزبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثات محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض. Amma ba'd, in the name of Allah, most graceful, most merciful, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final of the prophets and the seal of the messengers. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed the message in the best way possible. And he took us from darkness to light. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his peace and blessing upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of Muhammad, the household of Muhammad, and the companions of Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them and also the followers of Muhammad. And I take this opportunity to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe and created the human and created everything, He had certain laws that He actually created and He applied to everything that going around us. And that was called the sunan, or it's called the sunan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for everything that goes around us. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe and created the earth, there is the law of gravity, or there's a gravity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put there, and it became into something that we can see with our own eyes. And there is many of these laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, physical laws that and physical things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put around us in the universe that we can see. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He created Adam alayhi salam, and He created us a human. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want one thing from us, to worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيْعَبُدُونَ. I create a human and jinn only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through time, human get misguided and misled by shaitan. And we're found different ways than the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they worship others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He sent prophets and messengers. And not just that, before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the intellect and gave it the senses that we have and to use. And this intellect and senses that we have, if we take it and look at the signs of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, the trees, the mountains, the animals, the plants, that everything point to one direction. There is a guy, there is a creator of this universe. There is somebody who created all that. But then out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to know Him more and more. So He sent prophets and messengers to guide us to know who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of us accepted and many of us denied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that people will be denying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denying to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are people who would accept to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put certain sunan, rules, and laws, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deal for those people who will accept and those people who would deny. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gave us the examples of people before us, nations before us, prophets before us, messengers before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for us to take the example and for us to be careful when we walk the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the traps of shaitan and traps of our souls around, you know, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these laws, some law called sunan al-istidraj. Sunan al-istidraj. Laws or a law or a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to luring people to do what? Sometime in going to the wrong direction. And let's hear this ayat from Surah Al-An'am so we can understand this sunnah, this way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed we have sent messengers before you. Talking to who? You? O Prophet, O Muhammad. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. To other people, we send the messenger to people that we put through suffering and difficulties. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet, a Prophet to a group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked those people to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah showed them some difficulty. Allah showed them some hardship. لعلهم يتضرعون. They may humiliate themselves, humble themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the best example of that? Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam and he told him, take your brother Harun and go to Fir'aun, go to Pharaoh and talk to him kindly and nicely and show him the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa and Harun alayhi salam, may Allah be pleased with them, they did that. What did Fir'aun do? He denied. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to Fir'aun and the Egyptian in that place? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did is show them some difficulties. He sent whenever they want to drink from the Nile River, it's become blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them difficulties after difficulties, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so they may humiliate themselves to say, yes, there is God, and we're not stronger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he sent a wondering statement when he says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Why not when I sent my difficulties, you know, when I send my hardship upon them, why they did not humiliate themselves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked in this way in wondering. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling a statement saying, when I sent my hardship upon them, they did not humiliate themselves. What happened? وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Two things happened. When they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them, kept sending them the hardship and the difficulties to out of his mercy to tell them, there is God, somebody you need to worship, somebody you need to know, somebody you need to believe in. Guess what they did? Their hearts became hardened. They stayed away more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever they were doing, shaitan made it more beautiful, more appealing to them. So Fir'aun, Musa kept telling him, and every hardship Fir'aun goes through, he will go to Musa, ادعو لنا ربك, ask your Lord this time. If he takes this hardship, you know, we'll worship him. And Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the hardship. What would happen to Fir'aun? He will go back in his tughyan. He will go back in his injustice. He will go back in his denial. Back again and back again. Why is that? Because his heart is so hard, because he's so arrogant. He thought he's better than everyone else and everything that's around him. And not just that, shaitan made the path so beautiful, made the path appealing. So once Fir'aun went and he told Haman, build this building. Haman is his general of his army. Look how shaitan made things appealing to them. He told his general of the army, Haman, go ahead and build the tallest building. And, you know, give me some arrows and let me shoot the god of Musa. This is how shaitan made things so appealing, that you can do it, you can kill the god of Musa. Why would you need to believe? And this is how hard their hearts were. And then what happens after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that happened, when somebody does something like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to take them and destroy them right away. That's not the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what called sin and istidraj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lure the person more. وَنَدْعَهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them increase to say, I gave you a chance, but guess what? You didn't take my chance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said in a beautiful hadith, and this ayat, not just for somebody, a tyrant who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, for us as individual, we have to, you know, understand this very well. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ مَا يُحِبْ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجِ. If you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave one person what he loves from this life, then know that Allah, and this person is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is committing sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given that person. Sometimes we have this person that we see this person committing so many sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep giving them. It's like, why would Allah give them from this dunya? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them from the lowest. This dunya, this life called ahayat dunya, the lowest life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them from the lowest. But the hereafter, the jannah are kept for those people who actually getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqqa ibadati. That's the difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving somebody what he loves from this life, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala luring them more and more. He's pulling them more and more. So in the hereafter when they come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, how long do you think you stayed in this life? They'll say, yawman aw ba'd yawm, a day or some part of a day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has told them, you lived enough for you to repent and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you decide not to go. And I gave you chance after chance, chapter after chapter. I blessed you while you're committing sins. I blessed you while you were sinning. But what did you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he said, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوَّابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forgot the reminders, when they forgot what we have sent, what we had reminded them with, we open the doors of everything alayhim. And pay attention, the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the Quran and he put certain words, he doesn't put them for no reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the language in the best way to describe things for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we open on them. Usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَحْنَا لَهُمْ, we open for them in a positive way. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we open on them, that something is going to come on them. Something negative is going to come on them, but they're not seeing it. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we open the gates of everything, the doors of everything. And now they're excited. فَإِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. And I want you to think, again, we'll go to the story of Fir'aun. I want you to think of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a chance after chance. He kept telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam, of let your God, you know, lift this difficulty and we'll worship, until he had the opportunity to take Musa alayhi salam down. Right? And he went after Musa alayhi salam. And he was so excited, so close to see Musa alayhi salam going between the mountains of water. And he's thinking, I got him. I'm there. فَلَمَّا فَرِحُوا, and he's so excited. That's it, Moses over. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And we will take them. We will take them suddenly. We will take them surprisingly. We will take them by surprise. By surprise. They would be surprised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided at that moment to take them. So Fir'aun was so close to achieve his goal by killing Musa alayhi salam, right? And he was maybe a mile or less close to Musa alayhi salam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lured him to go to his punishment, to be drowned in the sea. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings people who deny him, people to fight against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. What does that mean? And then they are so much in despair and they're hopeless that they cannot do anything. Like it's the highest level of despair. Like Fir'aun, when that happened to him, when he was in the middle and the sea closed on him, he said something. He said, I believe in the God of Musa and Harun. I believe in the God that Bani Israel believed in. He reached this despair that he knows he's dying. He's going. And where is he dying to go? To go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who denied. The one who he denied. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know, at the end of this rule, Sunnah al-Istidraj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. The roots of those who did injustice, who were unjust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cut it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uproot them of society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take those who did injustice. And then what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? He said, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I'll praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world. That's a lesson. When I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking care of unjust people, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should say, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Because he's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took them according to his laws and his ways. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings people who denies him and give them chances after chances. And when you're given chances, don't think, you know what, I given chances because of me, but because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you to repent, want you to go to him, but you denied. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, this ayat has two dimensions. Individual dimension, a dimension that affects us as individuals, and a dimension that affects our society, and this rules that affect our community and our nation. How does it affect me? Well, how does ayat affect me? If you're committing sins and if a person is committing sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open on them the doors of all good and everything that they like, they should be worried. They should be worried because that's a sign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soon will take them by surprise. Baghta. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ And they don't even feel it. So don't be among those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the doors of good and they think they can be happy. But the shaitan making things so appealing to them, so they continue on in the injustice. The second thing, it's for our community. You know, we do a lot of our ibadah collectively as a community. And we need to do something called tawasi bilhaq wa tawasi bilsabr. Then need we to have a mutual patience among themselves to help each other to be patient and to help each other to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we don't let ourselves as a community to be in this level of istidraj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us in and give us a blessing, our blessing, and we think this blessing is from ourselves and we deserve this blessing, but this blessing to remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of ayah, and this is some point inshallah I'll finish with. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ That when I send my message, I took people by hardship and difficulties. Sometimes hardships and difficulty are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why hardship and difficulties are blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because it reminds us of who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds us that we need to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away our hardship and difficulty. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our hardship and difficulty, we should not take things for granted and think everything is going to be fine. We're done, you know, we're saved, everything is fine. But we should continue in the striving path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying our best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا وذرياتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا إن شاء الله. We'll make دعاء شفاء to brother Sayyid Bedruddin and brother Shamim Ahmed and sister Asma Arshad and brother Suleiman Ahmed and sister Salima Khan and sister Samin Nadim and also we'll make دعاء مغفرة to brother Mustafa Qurayshi and brother Mahmudul Hassan. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا واختم بالصالحات اعمالنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على آلائه ونعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون واقم الصلاه. Thank you.